Waste management company Suez has announced an initiative to recycle unwanted food into nutrients that can be composted. The initiative, in cooperation with other businesses like NewGrow and AMP, aims to keep the unwanted food out of landfill and make recycling a sustainable practice. Kevin Suarez asked Suez Queensland sales manager Liesl Hull what inspired the company to start this program.
So Suez were very aware that there was a waste levy being implemented in Queensland. So what we wanted to do was provide our customers with a solution to a problem, because what was going to happen is their waste costs were going to go up exponentially. So we wanted to ensure that they had alternatives to be able to recycle better once the waste levy had come in.
And how did you get NewGrow and Gasworks on board?
So NewGrow is actually a partner of ours. We do send a lot of other, you know, organic waste material, green waste material, etc., to them. So really what it was just getting our clients on board to be able to keep a product free of contamination, to be able to send it to NewGrow, who would then be able to recycle it without having to deal with contamination.
And what is your aim with this program?
So with this program, we actually are an environmental company, so we do want to divert as much as we can from landfill. When food waste goes into landfill, it actually produces methane gas, which is 21 times higher and more toxic than carbon dioxide. So it was very important that we manage that aspect, but also to be able to give our clients a solution to be able to sort of easily separate their food waste and for us to easily be able to collect it.
And do you hope that other companies will begin getting on board with trying to come up with something that's not necessarily economically but environmentally driven?
Well, this service actually started in August of last year, so way before the waste levy was actually on. So from an economics perspective, at that stage it was actually cheaper for clients to landfill this food waste. However, they worked with us knowing that it was going to cost them a little bit more to be able to recycle this. So although there was that financial aspect for them, a lot of our clients are that participate in this program are actually sustainability-minded as well. So now that the waste levy is in, that gives everyone a financial incentive, but also, you know, sustainability incentive. All companies want to do the right thing. They want to be able to recycle. There just wasn't maybe always the facilities for them to do this with food waste previously.
And where do you hope to take your program or any sort of future initiatives from here?
So I always say that not one solution is going to satisfy everybody. So we actually have to have multiple solutions. Just in this case, the bin service was sufficient for certain clients, but there needs to be multiple other types of solutions and innovations, whether it's anaerobic digestion, not just composting, etc. So Suez is very much that way inclined. We're a global company. We do have a lot of anaerobic digestion facilities. So it's just about offering multiple solutions to our clients. Not one is always going to work for everybody.
And is there anything else that you wanted to add?
No, just that we hope that Queensland participates in the food waste collection service. It's the right thing to do. It's now economically viable for them to be able to divert waste away from landfill and stop producing methane gas.
Suez Queensland sales manager Liesl Hull, ending that report by Kevin Suarez.